It took me 45 years to get on Don't Tell. But I stick with this shit. I stick with it. There's no plan B for me. You know, what am I going to do at my age? Teach? What am I going to teach? How to be a failure? That's right. That's the proper response. Not much of one. I drive, I'm not a failure at all. I say that to make you feel at ease. You know what I mean? You must look at me and go, holy shit. Look at that fucking outfit. People ask me, Eddie, how do you stay so hot at your age? And the answer is accessorizing. It's all about the hat and the glasses. If I take this shit off, look at this. I look like a guy looking for ointment in a pharmacy at midnight. You ever been in a pharmacy at midnight? It's the village of the damned. People like me looking for ointment.
Set is going great, isn't it?
People like me looking for ointment. As a child, I would make fun of the people in the ointment aisle. I would run into the ointment aisle and go, "Ointment assholes!" I wasn't a witty kid, but I got my point across. That's what I look like. Or a guy in front of the knee brace section. You ever see the people in the knee brace section in a pharmacy? They have a torn ACL, and they're like, maybe this $30 knee brace will do the trick. You know, there was a brief, it's good, arms crossed, looking depressed. They always put them right up front as well. They want to chip away at the little self-esteem I have left. It's like my father sent you. My dad died recently, which is good because I don't have to listen to, oh, how much did you get paid for that gig? Go fuck yourself. I cremated him immediately. I don't even think he was dead yet. I just said to the funeral guy, do it! I don't give a shit! He's not alive! God, you know, the set's going so good, and it's a big set for me. Very nice tattoos. I'm thinking of getting a tattoo. Let me finish this story. I'm thinking of getting a tattoo. I think they're sexy, but I've never had one, but I'm older. I'm like, what's an age-appropriate tattoo? And I came up with it. Check this out. I'm thinking of getting... Shut up! Always during my set, things start falling. The drugs finally kick in with the crew. It's the crew! They're so high, but they get through everybody but me. People collapsing all around me. I'm used to it. But I was thinking of getting an age-appropriate tattoo. I was thinking of getting a cup of chamomile tea. And the steam is like under my nipple and over my nipple. And then I was thinking of getting just a little subtle PBS logo. Does anybody watch that fucking station anymore? They could just show cocks on that station. And there wouldn't be any complaints, just cocks. It's fun just saying that word. Because I can't get an erection anymore. I can. I had surgery, prostate surgery. And I said to my urologist, how do I get an erection? He said, the best I can tell you is have your partner dress up like a bunny. It doesn't matter. I lure people into my 2006 Honda Element. That's what I drive in Los Angeles, a 2006 Honda Element. And a lot of women think it's a 2007. Because I keep it nice. And nobody's the wiser. I lure them in, the women, with food because they don't eat in L.A. I have like... They're all trimming down for parts that don't exist. It's sad out there. I was just running from fires for the last fucking months. I'm not built for that kind of thing. I'm a couch guy. They sent us alerts to evacuate immediately. And then about an hour later, when I have both my animals in the crate and I'm talking about the wife and... No. That was a cheap joke because I feel like you deserved it. I feel like you're nothing to me. You're nothing to me. With your little faces, your young faces. You don't know what life's about. Look at me. And this is when I'm dressed up. Life has beaten the shit out of me. And I kind of try to avoid it the whole time. I didn't fucking jump head first into life. Anyway, I love to... I make most of my money participating in clinical trials. You should try it. They just try all kinds of shit out on you. They're like, put this nasal spray in your ass. It's mostly done on prisoners. But I owe a lot of parking tickets. That should have got a bigger laugh. You're dead to me now. So I have to wear all this shit because when I put this back on, look at this. I'm fucking Judy Garland. I'm Judy Garland. You're a great crowd, and if I weren't blanking up here, I'd really have a good, strong finish. But that's what happens when you hit a certain age. You know how many shows I've done? Thousands of shows, mostly for circus people. That was my niche audience, people who were battered and abused by alcoholics who got shot out of cannons and were in little onesies wrestling. I want to be a cruise ship comic because those audiences are horrific. They're just like on a cruise eating. They're brain dead. They're on a cruise eating. And I'm just up there going, why are people still having children? Has anyone glanced at a news report on a scientific study? Don't you love every new scientific study that comes out says, oh, we were wrong. The ocean currents are reversed. Sorry. People don't give a shit, though, when I talk about environmental catastrophe. You're all like, fuck it, a new macaroon shop opened up. What the fuck do I care about the rising ocean? You don't feel like I do. I'm an artist. I don't know what the fuck you do. You go home, you put on Hulu Plus. You diddle each other till you come. I don't come anymore. But I still have game. I still have game. You eat, when you don't get an erection, I still go to raves. I still go to raves, and I'm like, what's up? What's up? You look frightened. Good. Yeah, you. Young girl just like, what do I do with this? You're used to older people being like your father. Respectable bullshit. Your father is just playing a role. Me, if I had children, never did, and I was right not to. You people are gonna be fleeing things soon. That's right. What do you tell a small child now? Oh, little Julie, you're gonna learn how to gather your documents in under 30 seconds. I love speed dating. I love speed dating. And I'm not talking about going to table, meeting people and getting to know them quickly. I'm talking about you go on a date with someone and you both do speed. And you start fucking robbing liquor stores and convenience stores. You lose weight over a week. All right, everybody. Thank you very much.